It's time for another fun fact, and this week, still no Tower of Terror, Jeremy.
I guess we can stop saying that.
I don't know.
I'll just live in a constant state of bummed outedness because we're never going to go
never,
back to
It's never
going to
be back to it because there's nothing else worth talking about there.
It's all been said. Everything's been said.
At least not for this week, because this week we're going to head over to technically Disneyland. You know,
technically
Disneyland, because we're going to talk about an attraction that exists in the Magic Kingdom and exists in Disneyland. But the fun fact we're going to talk about admittedly actually belongs to the Disneyland version of this attraction. And the attraction is the Enchanted Tiki Room.
Okay.
Which, as we know,
I love the Enchanted Tiki Room.
Yes. Is an attraction we both enjoy. I don't know if you knew this, and maybe you did know this, but originally wasn't supposed to be an attraction.
I did not know this.
Because originally, it was supposed to be a restaurant.
Okay.
Yes. So it was, Walt came up with this idea, for this tiki room thing where he's going to have, you know, they figured out these audio animatronic bird things and we need a place to put them. So let's create this Polynesian restaurant. And we'll have birds and we'll basically have a dinner show that goes on during your dining experience.
Very interesting.
Yeah. So apparently, according to the Walt Disney Family Museum, the restaurant would have actually shared a kitchen with Tahitian Terrace in Adventureland and the Pavilion Restaurant on Main Street, because they were all actually part of the same building. So they'd have one common kitchen, and you'd be able to go eat at any of these three joints. And one of the places was going to be the Enchanted Tiki Room, which I'm assuming would have been a sit down place.
You know,
you'd probably needed reservations, and you'd come in and you'd eat, and you'd get the birds singing and all of that stuff going on during dinner. But basically, as they started looking at this more, they said, you know what, this isn't going to be very practical, because guests are going to be in here for, you know, the time that an average meal takes.
Right.
And that's a lot of show to put on for people. Plus, if we've got a dinner show going on like this, people aren't going to be paying attention to their food. They're going to be paying attention to the show going on around them, which then means they take even longer, which means we get even less throughput on this restaurant. And eventually they just decided, you know what? The restaurant part of it is not going to work. And the Tiki Room became, instead of a restaurant, the attraction that we all know and love today.
That's a lot of show. Because if it's a sit-down restaurant, and especially if we're just thinking about it the way that the Tiki Room in Disneyland is set up now, that would have to be a table service restaurant.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And a small table service restaurant.
Right.
We aren't talking about something like, this was a concept when they were blue skying it and eventually came to, no, we're talking that for the first 40 years of the attraction, the seating that you used was actually the chairs they had bought to use for the restaurant chairs, and they welded them together into rows.
Wow.
So they were using the seats, and that actually the Magic Fountain was designed to be a busing station and has storage compartments for silverware and other items in the base of it.
That's crazy.
So the
building was designed to be a restaurant.
Yes, yeah. So it got that far before they finally went, nope, restaurant not going to work. So
do you think they would have done it the way that they do it now, where the show would just happen at a regular interval? Or do you think that they would have people in for dinner or lunch or whatever, make sure that the whole, like, let everyone clear out and then invite a new group of people in, fill the place for a meal, and close the doors?
I think that would have worked better, but it sounds to me like they were shooting for the, you know, every 20 minutes the Tiki Room is going to come alive with its show or something like that.
So like a Rainforest Cafe almost.
Yeah. I don't know, but that didn't work out, and so we got the Tiki Room, the attraction, which I appreciate, because who knows, the Tiki Room being the size that it is probably would have been really hard to get reservations in.
Yeah,
and I wouldn't
absolutely
get to go and experience it regularly. So But the next time you're at the Tiki Room, especially when you're at Disneyland, you can say, "Hey, this was going to be a restaurant," and people can go, "I don't care."
You can ignore. Watch you can annoy birds. Your significant other.
That's right. That's right. Because you know I'm going to share this next time we're. And I don't care if we're at Walt Disney World. I'm going to say, you know, this is based on the Disneyland one, and the Disneyland one was almost a restaurant. But I think that does it for this week's fun fact. If you have a fun fact that you guys would like to share with us and share with everyone else, you can find us on Twitter at MTM Podcast or on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. And of course, you can always find us at our home on the web, missingthemouse.co. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And until then, have a magical day.